For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Since September, the Metropolitan Interfaith Association, or MIFA, has helped distribute CARES Act funding for rental and utility assistance due to COVID-related financial losses. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports that MIFA is now urging potential grant recipients to apply before it's too late.
Mary Hamlet, Vice President of Family Programs, says some may see the federal moratorium on evictions as a reason to focus on different expenses right now.
What gets the attention is the boiling pot. And the government saying somebody cannot evict you takes that off the front burner while you attend to other things.
But unless the federal government takes action, evictions are expected to resume in January, which would put rent payments back on the front burner. And people may be too far in debt by then to catch up. That's why Hamlet says people need to act immediately, this week in fact, to apply for what's left of this pot of CARES Act money. The organization estimates that after the most recent round of applications are processed, about $300,000 is still available. Eligible families or individuals can apply for up to $1,600 or $800 per utility or housing expense. Hamlet also expects the current surge in coronavirus cases to create surprise COVID-related expenses for many this winter, such as forcing people to miss work due to sickness or quarantine. And with the end of the CARES Act money in sight, she says pressure is mounting for the federal government to provide further financial protections for vulnerable individuals. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.
Rent and utility assistance grants through MIFA are for eligible residents of Memphis. For more information, visit MIFA.org/apply online. This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org.